to leave. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin spoke today after telling citizens of both countries to evacuate Ukraine.
The high-stakes phone call between the two world powers lasted for an hour and 2 minutes. A senior administration official said it was, quote, professional and substantive. The White House released a photograph from President Biden. He's at Camp David this weekend, huddling with national security advisors. The same administration official says there were no serious breakthroughs to make Putin back off and leave the Ukrainian border. And the president, meaning President Biden, urged a diplomatic resolution. The Russian readout, however, says that Putin expressed security concerns to the United States, something that's telling. Russian officials are telling Russians in Kiev to evacuate as soon as possible.
Fox's David Spunt. The standoff near the U.S. northern border is easing up.
Tensions appear to be cooling on the U.S.-Canadian border bridge as police convince some protesters to move their trucks. But demonstrators are still blocking international crossings in Michigan, North Dakota, and Montana. The truckers are demanding the lifting of COVID mandates.
Fox's John Scott. The Canadian protest inspired a demonstration in Paris where a group opposed to virus restrictions tried to block traffic. Police fired tear gas to break up the crowd. Sunday's Super Bowl bringing over 70,000 fans to SoFi Stadium to see the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals face off.
The fans that are attending the game are required to mask up in attendance with LA County's health guidelines for large outdoor gatherings. Many did not do this during the NFC Championship 2 weeks ago.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is being questioned by London police as part of an investigation into parties thrown in Downing Street.
Police sending a questionnaire to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson as they look into parties thrown at his residence in defiance of COVID-19 lockdown orders. Johnson has denied any wrongdoing in what's now being dubbed as Partygate, but he is alleged to have been at up to six of the 12 events at his 10 Downing Street office and other government buildings. He has acknowledged attending a, quote, bring your own booze party in the number 10 garden in May 2020, but insisted he believed it would be a work event. Police have sent questionnaires to about 50 people. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
President Biden will visit Cleveland, Ohio next week to discuss the $1 trillion infrastructure law. The package provides $10 billion in highway funding for Ohio. A Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5 years old is still a few months away.
This is the last group. About 18 million children ages 5 and under awaiting vaccine approval. And this latest decision from the FDA likely means their parents will have to wait until at least April or even May to get those kids their first dose. Now, the initial thinking among federal health officials was that child-sized doses of the vaccines would likely be approved as a two-shot regimen, while ongoing studies would later determine whether an additional dose was necessary. That came to a halt on Thursday when Pfizer asked for a delay after its own data revealed the Omicron surge had caused a higher rate of infection among its young trial participants than previously recorded.
Fox's Charles Watson. Los Angeles police say four people were shot during a fight outside a restaurant hosting a party that followed a private Justin Bieber concert. Rapper Kodak Black was reportedly among those involved in the fight. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.